This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Canada and the European Union are in the final stages of negotiating a free trade deal called the Comprehensive Economic Trade Agreement, or CETA. The agreement could have devastating effect on drug costs in the country and the ability of local governments to determine how their money is spent. I talked to Paul Moist about CETA. Mr. Moist is the president of CUPE, the Canadian Union of Public Employees. I asked him what effect the free trade agreement with Europe would have on Canadians.
The so-called Comprehensive Economic Trade Agreement is a large undertaking. It's being conducted, as these things always are, in secret. But we know some of the key issues on the table between Canada and the European Union are the Europeans' desire to access public procurement, meaning a range of governmental services in Canada. And we know that a couple of the largest pharmaceutical companies on the planet are housed in Europe. They very much want an extension of patent protection, which would block generic drugs. Canadians acquire prescription drugs in one of two ways, through the healthcare system or through their workplace benefit programs. And we know that prescription drug costs are skyrocketing, blocking for a couple or three more years the extension of patent protection will simply keep and jack up to $2 billion a year the cost of pharmaceuticals. So provinces we've spoken to who have been brought into the CETA discussions, the federal government conducts the negotiations, but healthcare is a provincial responsibility. Many premiers have told us they don't want a deal that's going to jack up the costs of pharmaceuticals, number one. Number two, provinces like Quebec and Manitoba that run public hydro utilities, strong instruments of the economy of Quebec and Manitoba are their hydro utilities. They don't want procurement in those utilities opened up to private sector bidders. They think that's a Quebec or a Manitoba decision on how to conduct procurement. So we've made some links with some allies in the European Union. And third, last but not least, the primary concern, so-called Chapter 11 NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement, investor rights protections, mean that if you deny the private sector a chunk of procurement, they can be in line for compensation. And many governments of all political stripes at the provincial level believe that if the government of the City of Toronto wants to buy streetcars from Bombardier workers in Thunder Bay to support the Thunder Bay, Northern Ontario economy, and they don't want to put that out for tender, which is exactly what that council did about 5 years ago, they want the right to be able to make those decisions in the interests of Torontonians and the economy of Northern Ontario. And if CETA would block that policy option from decision makers in Ontario, many people don't want that to happen. So listen, we're a trading nation and we need arrangements with other nations to trade our goods and services. We don't need the European Union to pick off big chunks of the public sector or to acquire rights for corporations beyond those that they already have and diminish the autonomous decision-making role of governments. And on behalf of all Canadians, we say the price of pharmaceuticals should be coming down through the introduction of generic drugs. We absolutely don't need the extension of patent protection just because some large multinational pharmaceutical companies based in Europe want it.
Have you had support on this issue from labor organizations in Europe?
Yes, from EPSU, the European Public Service Union, a large coalition of the European Union public sector. We've worked with them on that to explain the North America Free Trade Agreement, to explain the first trade agreement, the free trade agreement between Canada and the United States, to explain to them Chapter 11 investment protections. And we've had lobbying in the European Parliament by EPSU colleagues, sisters and brothers. And it's one of the shining examples of, for the first time, Canada working with trade unions in another developed country, in this case the European Union, to say that trading, yes, increasing corporate rights vis-a-vis trading, no. And The EPSU members and CUPE members operate under the banner of our global union, Public Services International. This is a tangible example of the public sector workers working together, and we've been asked to brief Public Services International so they can share the dialogue between EPSU and CUPE with the rest of the public sector around the world. So the world is a much smaller place than it was 25 years ago. Global unions are incredibly important, and EPSU and CUPE are going to continue to work on this file. It is crunch time right now for the CETA negotiations, and I think it's been a worthwhile venture for us to pool our resources and them lobbying politicians in the European Union and coming to Canada on occasion, and us sending some of our best Canadian researchers from the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives, from CUPE, from NUPGE, sending them over to the European Union to conduct workshops. So I think the benefits of us working together as global public sector trade unionists will pay dividends far beyond the current CETA discussions.